I'm a victim of a tribal war, a war that took place in my husband's tribe, and that has lasted for more than 17 years, and that has displaced a lot of our tribal people, and I'm also a victim. I am resettling in another community, and my experiences as a woman, and as a woman from my internally displaced from such tribal war, has led me to set up a network with other like-minded women to support other women who are facing similar problems.
What are some of the challenges you encountered?
The challenges are so huge as a woman human rights defender in a society where women are not well, their lowly valued is a challenge in itself. It's a sacrifice. Sometimes I get threats and try to stop from doing my work, but I think it's the passion and the experiences, and I realize that a lot of women are faced with this, so, and we have also other women who come together and try to support each other and the women who are facing similar problems.
There's a big meeting taking place here in New York, organized by the UN, looking at the status of women. The focus is empowering rural women to fight poverty and to fight hunger. Do you think it's possible?
Yes, I think the women are there ready. The rural women, they can do anything to support and keep the family together, and they are the potential resources. And I think the women, if she's given the opportunity to access information, if she's given the access to finance and to skills and knowledge that she requires, and if she is linked to a market, a good market, and if she is provided a social security, I think that woman will be able to develop as a, if she's given this opportunity.
What about the men in your country? How do they feel about, you know, the focus being on women and being on women as breadwinners?
Men, they know that women are playing a major role in the household, in the communities, because the community activities like the church gathering, the funeral, the other ceremonies such as the bride price and all this, the women are there to make things happen. They are behind the scene making sure that things are happening. It's just that the men are not coming out to acknowledge and give them the space.
What do you do within your organization, Voices of Change, to get men on board, to convince them?
It's very different from the society where I come from, where men do not give enough space or opportunity to women. Women are regarded lowly, so we try to take the men on board along with us, because in our society, you have to get through a woman, through a man. So we know the importance of not what the men do to the family, but of their status and all that is in the community, and it's how the society views as men is still the head of the family, men has to take part, men has to be given the opportunity, the first choice. So what we do is that we see the importance of involving the men, taking the men along with us, and try to do as much as we can to involve the young men, their husbands, as well as in our training, and also let them know and appreciate the role the women play.